Hello, beautiful people. Happy new month, guys, and I welcome you to the month of love. I know we all can't wait for the Valentine saga, because Bege go shell it. And I'll just be at home, I'll be singing, Valentine is coming, oh, Valentine has come, oh, where is your boyfriend? You are sitting at home. Lonely. Welcome you back to Doses of Debukun Podcast. I beg, enough of the play. So let us move into the business of the day. On today's episode, I'll be talking on how to set achievable personal development goals. Achievable personal development goals are realistic goals you set for yourself in order to grow into a better person. I told us already that this year we'll be having serious discussions in order to grow. We have six areas of achieving personal development goals. They are financial, emotional, spiritual, social, mental, and physical personal development goals. And I'll be focusing majorly on physical, social, and spiritual personal development goals. Physical development goals are those goals we set in order to develop physically. So have you set physical development goals for yourself this year, or you are still sleeping on it? Physical personal development goals involves your physical fitness, life, your physical appearance, and so on. I'm sure some people have set their physical fitness plan, but how many of us are working towards it? We keep saying, oh, my body will be a bomb this year, ha, flat on me, 6-hourglass shape, oh, more times infinity, if you see me, oh Jesus, but are you really working towards it? You have to put whatever you really want to do into action. So if you're eating too much and you want to be physically fit, you have to stop it and do the right thing. Some of us want to latomy this year, and the only thing we do is to waist trainer. You're just wasting your time. Though it's good to wear waist trainer, but you have to exercise too. And stop eating late night food if you don't want okirikiri Afroko doctor to set his eyes on you and discipline you. You have to stop eating late night food this year. And I'm sorry for those of you that don't know, Afroko doctor is actually a Twitter influencer. You can follow him. He will tell you those things that are harmful to your health. So to be physically fit, you have to give yourself a healthy lifestyle. And if you're still sleeping for over 11 hours this year, I beg, stop it. It is dangerous. Too much of everything is bad. You can use the remaining hours to do something good, something okay that would benefit you. So what are the things you are doing to be physically fit? To be physically fit, eat a good balanced diet, exercise your body, have a diet plan, live a healthy lifestyle. Then you'll be, your body will be a bomb. Yep. So we are moving to the physical appearance part. What's up with your skincare routine? Well, you don't need to buy 50k worth of products before you take care of your skin. Sometimes you just need to change and wash your dirty pillowcase, bed sheet, towel. You just have to stop picking your pimples so that it won't leave dark spots on your face. Take care of your body, you know, all this and normal body hygiene stuff. Just do it and your skin will be a bomb. And people will even be asking you that, my guy, what are you using? You'll be like, oh, Nagoya oil that they use, oh. Nagoya, they make me shine, oh. I'm so sorry to those of us that don't understand pidgin. It means I'm using Goya oil. It's God that is making me shine. So how does all this relate with your goals? You know, when you look nice, when you look good, and to crown it all, you are a brainiac. You have something upstairs. Oh my God, people want to connect with you. People want to talk to you. And then you can start building connections. Building connections also help you in achieving your goals for the year. So when you smell nice, people are like, oh, hi, good afternoon, how are you doing? you look nice, wow, you smell nice, what's the name of your perfume, and all. People want to get closer to you, they want to be your friend. By so doing, you are building connections. So our appearance also help us to achieve our goals too. Don't neglect your body, take good care of yourself. By so doing, you are developing yourself physically. So we move to the next area, which is social personal development goals. This is all about socialization. It helps you to improve your public speaking and communication skills. It helps you to connect to people. For example, on social media platforms, we connect with new people from different places. Let me tell you something, if you don't socialize, you have to start socializing. Start socializing. This is your year of socialization. If there is anything called that. Yeah, meet new people this year. I'm not saying you should be so clingy, but meet new people and create healthy relationship with them. You know, we have different types of relationships. So create a beneficial relationship, the one that will benefit you and the other person. Not a commensalism relationship. Commensalism relationship is a relationship between individuals of two species, in which one species benefits from the other without benefiting the latter. Are you in a relationship that the other person keeps benefiting from you and you're not benefiting from the person? If you're in that kind of relationship, you have to cut it off, or else the person will suck all you have and drain you. So choose your company wisely this year. Enough of those bad relationships you created last year. Create a healthy relationship. Create a new social circle filled with great people that will help you to move forward and achieve your goals. Stop relating with people that doesn't have your best interest at heart, because they are likely to draw you backward. To those of us that want to be in relationship, thank God that we are in the month of love. Socialize very well, so that you can shoot your shot. Yeah, the last area that I will be discussing on today's episode is spiritual personal development goals. So what are the goals you've set for yourself spiritually? Are you matured enough for God to say, rest, I will do the rest? How close are you to God? Are you the type of person that whenever you need Him, that is when you go to Him? How are you planning to develop spiritually this year? How? So, for you to develop spiritually, you have to set your spiritual growth plan. And this plan entails studying the Bible daily, praying ceaselessly, and spending quality time with God. You know, He knows all your goals, He knows how He can help you to achieve it, He knows everything. So why are you not running away from Him? You have to get closer to Him, you have to talk to Him, just relate with Him as your friend, your father, your everything. Let me tell you, if you put all your goals for this year into His hands, forget, He's able. He's able. Our spiritual life should not be neglected. It's an important part of our life. So let me move forward. You can decide to pray 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours daily. Also, you can read your Bible for at least 4 hours. Just set a suitable plan for yourself that you know that you can adjust to, that you know that it will help you to grow spiritually. You know, do things that will help you grow spiritually. If you want to have a spiritual mentor, get one for yourself and everything will be fine. Don't just be there. Include God in your life this year. Move with God. Roll with God. Talk to God. Gist with God. Have a deeper relationship with Him this year. And that's all about spiritual personal development goals. And we have others like financial, you know. If you've not started saving, save this year. Save. It's not everything you see that you must buy. Learn to save. Well, I think we've come to the end of today's episode. So guys, don't be a type that starts well and get distracted along the way. That's why you need an accountability partner, someone to be accountable to, so that the person will be able to guide you aright. Distraction will always come. It will definitely come, but you have to bring yourself back on track. So don't forget all I've said. You can always listen anytime, any day. Thanks for always listening to my podcast. Kindly share with someone. Don't forget, you are a go-getter. Go get your goals. Go achieve your goals for the year. I love you all. Bye for now. Mwah.